Now, speaking of podcasting, not that I ever want to get too meta, and I've already started this podcast by being meta, but Big Fatty is having some issues with his posting. Yesterday, because, you know, I get up early and go, well, lately I've been going to the treadmill because it's been raining here so much. Go to the treadmill, and I listen to Big Fatty and Geeky Gay, and if there's an Arthur, I listen to Arthur. And anyway, I have a list of podcasts I listen to. Well, yesterday when I got up and went down to the treadmill, Big Fatty had not posted his podcast. Now, he probably thought he had posted it, but it wasn't there. So then I saw on the Twitter that somebody had said to him, no Big Fatty this morning, and then he corrected it and had it posted. He'll probably talk about it on today's show. However, again this morning, that's 2 days in a row, I got up and there was no Big Fatty. So I listened to the one from yesterday today. So I'll probably, you know, if he can get it together before tomorrow, then I'll listen to two Big Fatties when I'm walking tomorrow morning. Now, I just heard that S myself. I really need to have a pop filter on here. Sorry about that. Anyway, so Big Fatty's got to get that together. I'm sure he will. He always does.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty had not posted his podcast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 43. The BFO for Thursday, the 6th of July, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the rest of my day. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, fire workers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're fire workers because y'all, everybody's shooting off the fireworks on two, I say, Tuesday night. Y'all, it wasn't too bad here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it rained. It rained, and it rained, and it rained.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright. And so, in desperation, a message he did write.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just hate it when Piglet is frightened. I do too. But y'all, I think that the rain cut down on the amount of fireworks people were shooting in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty.
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny Henderwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pants.
Oh, Big Fatty, we just love it when the frequency sings about your big old pal. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you, I recorded a little earlier. Big Fatty, y'all, Archer has just come close to all three of his activity rings. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all recorded a little early on for the Wednesday a little show. So I hadn't really talked about my
my 4th of July, and y'all, right after I had finished recording, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Big Fatty. Y'all, I was not celebrating my independence from gentleman callers, because y'all, this was a brand new gentleman caller, 37 years old, Big Fatty, and y'all, cute as a button, we'd been trying to make a rendezvous, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty, for a while, and just out of the blue, he sent me on the grin. Doctor, hi, what are you doing? I said, just trying to cool down. He says, you want some company? I said, yes. And so y'all, he came over. Y'all, he had never experienced a special chai, Fatty. And y'all, needless to say, he enjoyed the experience of a special chai. And y'all, I don't know if he'll come back or not, but needless, if you go by what he said, he said he enjoyed himself. And let me just tell you, Big Fatty enjoyed himself. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after he left, I you know, watched the news, and I watched the Jeopardy, and it's... y'all, right now, Jeopardy is, I think we've got used to having big winners, and so when you have 1 or 2 day winners, it's not nearly as exciting, and it's almost like it's a fluke that some of these people win. But anyway, y'all, when that was over, you know, one of my favorite things to do on Independence Day is to watch the fireworks program. That they do from right there at the Capitol in the Washington D.C. And y'all, it was a really good show. I truly enjoyed it. Now y'all, I also had on the Hatlanta Braves on the computer because they were playing in Cleveland. Oh, Big Fatty, and. But they lost the ass, got beat 6-5. But y'all, it was an exciting game because the lead kept going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Ooh. So anyway, when the program was over, y'all, I had already taken the go to bed pills, and y'all, I was ready to hit the hay, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, that's what I did. And y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, it must have rained again overnight, because when I woke up, it was so humid. You know, you look out the window, and the window's all fogged up with the humidity. Yes, Big Fatty. And... But got up on hump day morning. I did my normal routine. had my coffee, had an English muffin, read the paper, did all my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all hadn't heard from the nip in 2 days. Don't know what's up with that, but... anyway, did my abbreviated walk through Fat Acres. Y'all, I came back, and piddled around inside the villa here a little bit, and y'all, it appeared. it appeared that the sun had gone back behind the clouds. And so, y'all, I went out and I finished my normal walk of Fat Acres. so I got my nipple size ring closed. And I was happy to do that. And y'all, I came back and cooled down again. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to the Vons East. Yes, Big Betty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, y'all headed down to the Vons East, and y'all stopped by and got Ruby Red washed. Big Betty, it was just raining, but Ruby Red is up under the carport. Oh, okay. Y'all didn't have a whole lot that I needed, but y'all, I sure did spend the money. Y'all, they had these fruit bars, and y'all, they were buy one get one free. Y'all, they had a lemon, and y'all, it just looked good, looked refreshing. Y'all, I've decided I'm having tacos and or taco solid if you prefer. So, y'all, I picked up 3 bags of the lettuce shreds, picked up a bag of the tortilla chips. Yeah, they were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Vons East 20-piece chicken wings on sale. So, I got one of those. Y'all, they're so good. Y'all, I'm going to have fresh fruit also with the tacos. So, I picked up strawberries and blueberries and blackberries, and y'all, I picked up a can of pineapple and a can of mandarin oranges, so I'm gonna make a little fruit solid with all of that. Y'all picked up a container of salsa. Got a lime, because I squeezed that over the top of the fruit solid. It just gives it a little tang. They had a sour cream Mexican dip. I thought I'd get that. Y'all, they had the good cream horns. Picked up a package of those. And y'all, they had that good popcorn, microwave popcorn that I like. So I got that. It was on sale. Y'all, I got a bag of the four cheese Mexican shredded cheese, plus I had a coupon. That was on sale, and I had a coupon. Y'all, I picked up a 3-pound thing of ground round to make my tacos with, taco meat with. Y'all also picked up a deep dish pie shell. I've got some not sour cream. I've got half and half and some eggs. I'm going to make me just one quiche for Big Fatty to enjoy. Y'all, I spent $82.12, but I saved $22.29. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away, and this happened.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
Yes, well, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I know, squeezy gentleman called. Yes, okay. Y'all, there was a 26-year-old visiting Charleston for the Independence Day week, and y'all, he was visiting with friends, and y'all, he'd spoken to me on the Grin Doctor. No, I think it was on the Scruff. Earlier in the week, and y'all, he wasn't available until today, because, you know, he's dealing with his friends and all that, and I guess they went back to work or whatever, but y'all, anyway, he came over, and y'all, he was all about Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he enjoyed the ballet, and Big Fatty enjoyed the ballet. And y'all, the other thing, he had never utilized a special chair either. And y'all, let me just tell you, it was just lovely, introducing him to the special chair. And y'all ended up with a wet cleanup on aisle four. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, he says, now, Big Fatty, I'm not leaving until Friday or Saturday, so are you available tomorrow? And I said, yes. And so, y'all, I think he's coming back tomorrow. So, I would welcome his visit. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we really hit it off. Yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. You said that already. It's true. And so, y'all, he has finished his cardio activity for the day, and Big Fatty is y'all put the special chair away, and you know, got the villa back in a presentable condition. Y'all went out. I took down my 4th of July red, white, and blue lights, cause you know it's over. And put those away, and y'all, on my little trees out back, I had red spotlights and white lights in the trees, and y'all, so I took the red lens off of that, and I put a green lens on it, so it's the green tree and the white lights, so everything's back to non-patriotic. Yes, me Petty, and So, y'all, I can't think of anything else I need to talk to you about. So, y'all, I think I'll wrap it up there and say, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready! Now, y'all, you know, I told you that Captain D from Tennessee and Alan and the Ock, y'all, they got hitched. They got hitched on the 30th of June, and y'all, they are honeymooning in Marrakesh, and the 4th of July was Captain D's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, he sent me a picture of the resort that they're staying at. He says, "Big Fatty, we are still finding time to catch the BFO daily. Big Fatty, it's the damn honeymoon, and they got I can tell them a couple of things better to do than anyway. So stop complaining about how hot it is until you pop over to Marrakesh and enjoy 116 degree temperatures that we've had here. Loving every minute of it. We took a trip to the Atlas Mountain. Oh, dear Gussie. We took a trip to the Atlas Mountain Range where the temperature dropped to a refreshing 98 degrees. Lots of time hanging out in the pool. The Nip would love it. Nothing but chicken on scooters everywhere you turn. Big Fatty, well, one damn squeaky chicken is over there. It could be. So, Captain D and Alan, my best to you. It looks like it's just lovely over there. So, you know, make sure you have conjugal visits. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer, and Archer, what do you think BFO listeners thought on Independence Day?
Big Fatty had not posted his podcast.
Oh, did you not just hear Captain D listens in Marrakesh now?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.